You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Andy.
And Sarah.
It is Tuesday morning, February 13th. Good Tuesday morning to you.
Good Tuesday morning to you.
What coffee do you have this morning?
French roast.
Ooh.
We're trying our European roasts right now.
That's very international of
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we're kind of just going down the line.
Is this in honor of the Olympics? You're being very international this week. Because you had Italian, didn't you?
I had Italian yesterday. Yeah. Yes. No, we've been drinking the same roasts for a really long time. So my husband was like, we should try some dark roasts now. So we're just, we get a little bit of every dark roast. And we're trying them every day.
So venturing around the world. Speaking of Olympics, we get to talk a little bit about the Olympics and how that can be integrated into homeschool. Well, any classroom really, but in your homeschool classroom, we get to go to one of our favorite homeschool families today and in just a little bit and talk about the Olympics and homeschool. Look excited about that in the second half.
I've been following her Twitter. She posts all this really cool stuff.
Yeah, she incorporates, I'm talking about Amanda Markle, she incorporates all kinds of
food
and everything else too. I mean, she's very thorough and holistic in her approach to
homeschool. I want to join her homeschool
during
these 2 weeks.
I do too. How do we when you look around the neighborhoods, there are neighborhoods of all kinds here in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area, and maybe in your city as well, if you're outside of the St. Louis area, some that could use some revitalization. How do we serve our neighbors through revitalization? How do we do that? Well, in studio today, Chris Sherman. He's founder and executive director of Lutheran Development Group. Chris, welcome back here. Glad to have you in the studios here at KFUO. Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your work with Lutheran Development Group. What does Lutheran Development Group do?
Lutheran Development Group comes alongside city churches. Right now, we're focused in South St. Louis, and we want to ask, you know, what are the needs of this community? It's wonderful what, you know, the church traditionally does, you know, preaching and teaching, you know, the sacrament, everything that, you know, we're used to mm-hmm. on Sunday morning. But there's so much more that is needed within our communities. And if you look at the built environment of South St. Louis, the church is very much, you know, a piece of the neighborhood. You'll have, you know, businesses right next to where the church is. You'll have parks right next to where the church is. You'll have homes right there as well. It's all integrated. It's messy, but in a good way. And because of that, you're made aware of so many more needs for your neighbors. And then you have to ask yourself, you know, how do we love our neighbor? And that can get into making sure that there's, you know, quality, affordable housing available. That might be providing more educational opportunities, you know, recruiting and leasing to charter schools. It can be trying to help start new businesses within that community to provide jobs. If you look at all the various needs and say, you know, how can we, as, you know, the hands of Christ, go out there and to help meet these needs, to build a relationship first, and then, you know, hopefully from that, you know, you can share your faith, you know, down the line.
So you founded this Lutheran Development Group. What needs did you see, or what was your inspiration to say, hey, I think this is something that we need to do in St. Louis?
It was a process. The neighborhood that my wife and I live in, it's a wonderful neighborhood. It's an incredibly diverse neighborhood as far as, you know, economic ability for people. There's all kinds of different income levels. There's a variety of different housing types. And all this goes together where we've lived in that neighborhood for 13 years. And this is going back probably about, you know, 3-4 years ago. Our church is a few blocks away from our house. We own a business. We have a coffee shop yes. down the street from there. The gelateria.
So why are we here?
Yeah, why are we here?
and we, you know, we have seen, along with other people within our church, that there were so many needs within the community, and the one that came forward was through, you know, working with refugees from Bhutan. They're actually Nepalese. Mm. We saw some of the living conditions that people were being placed in when they first came to our country. And that sparked an interest in, you know, how can we help out? How can we be part of that? And then through our church, which is Messiah Lutheran down off of South Grand, we developed this affordable housing development that, you know, initially was focused on, you know, how do we help refugees? And then it became just broadly that there's this huge need for, you know, quality affordable housing within our city. And the church went forward, was developer on this project. It's now complete, and it has 47 apartments, over 12 buildings within the neighborhood. Took some of the worst buildings. Many of them were falling down. Many of them only had three out of four masonry walls. And it's strange because this is a neighborhood where you can have homes that are very nice, that you know, that wealthy people live in, but then you also have, you know, within that same neighborhood, people that, you know, are just paycheck to paycheck. And you have homes that are fully renovated and other homes that need a lot of work. And, you know, this was a way that the church could serve the community by taking these buildings that were in poor condition, making them something that's viable, and then use it for quality housing for, you know, those that may not have that accessible to them. And that started all of this. But it's not just housing. There's other needs as well. And from that project, from that, you know, that's called East Fox Homes, we received a grant from Lutheran Foundation to go ahead and formalize this as a separate nonprofit to do this work, not only in that community, but alongside other churches in the city as well.
Once that first big project was completed, what have you seen that has grown out of that, in addition to this whole new group, Lutheran Development Group? What else have you seen that has grown out of that, or what changes have you seen in the community, in the neighborhoods, now that the buildings are better residences for these new neighbors?
So as part of that project, we have a Messiah Community Center. It's a 2,000 square foot corner storefront that's in the heart of the neighborhood. And Pastor Mike Okine, who is one of the pastors at Messiah, you know, effectively offices out of there and meets people and helps to connect them to services within the community. And this is still something that it's only been open since January. It's very new. It's neat to see how it's evolving. You know, I took my daughter there to a community arts class this past Saturday. And it was neat to see, you know, there was, you know, something like 12 kids attending that class. And I think four of them were from the church. Eight of them were just from the broader neighborhood. And it's neat to see those things grow. There's a community group that is providing a service coordinator that is officing out of that location. And if people are, you know, come in and they might talk to Pastor Mike, they might talk to someone else, and they may need access to social services. And this is a nice access point for them to come in and to be connected to things like that. It's that location is a bridge from the church to the neighborhood. And hopefully we can, you know, show God's love by reaching out to them, helping them, you know, find additional resources that they can work through. But hopefully we can also build a relationship through that. So that was that one project. There's been so much more that's happened since then that's really encouraging.
There are a number of projects. Yes. I was looking through your website. There's so many awesome things, including that Intersect Arts Center. We just talked with Sarah.
Yeah.
Was that last week or the week before? About the opening of the Art Center.
That was wonderful.
Incredible space there. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you got to go check it out, right?
I did. It was so cool. I was totally geeking out. But what has the response been from the people who have been able to now use these residences? What are some of the things that people how have people reacted to this?
They're nice apartments at an affordable rate. So people are, you know, they're naturally just pleased by that. You can go in and you're in a neighborhood that, you know, a 3-bedroom apartment might be $1,100 or $1,200 a month, but you're able to get something that's as nice, if not nicer, than a lot of those apartments. And it's at a much more affordable rate. That the goal is to have somebody only spending, you know, 30 to 35% of their income towards housing. A lot of people in the St. Louis region are spending 40 or 50%. And that means that if your car breaks down, you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to choose, do I pay for the rent or do I pay for the vehicle that gets me to my job that allows me to pay my rent? And that's a very tough situation. And that happens if you're putting half of your income mm-hmm. towards housing. Now, if you can get that down to the point that it's more sustainable, 30-35%, it takes that burden, it takes that stress and reduces it. So the reaction's been understandably positive.
How can we learn more about Lutheran Development Group and that process? Maybe we live in a community where we see some potential for some revitalization for a project like this. How do we find out more about Lutheran Development Group?
Right now, the best thing is to go online to our website, and it's a long abbreviation. So it's Lutheran Development Group STL, but it's LDG. So www.ldgstl.org. And you can see just a variety of projects that we have on there. You can see the motivation behind our work. So with the projects, you'll see that, you know, the project that just finished with Messiah Lutheran with the housing development. You'll see that we're starting one down by Holy Cross. We're doing a lot of work and focusing a lot of our work down in the historically Lutheran area around Holy Cross, Concordia Publishing, down where the Lutheran Hospital used to be. It's an area that's near a lot of strengths, but it's an area that has a lot of need as well. So we're working there. But the best thing is to look at our website.
LDGSTL.org is the site to find out more about Lutheran Development Group. Our guest today, Chris Sherman, he's founder and executive director of Lutheran Development Group. Thanks so much for coming into the coffee hour. Next time, we're coming to your coffee shop.
Yes, we are.
Great.
More coffee hour in just a moment. Olympics, homeschool.
I'm so excited.
We should have had her come over with food this morning. Her...
Yeah, brunch. Olympic brunch.
We need to do more field trips. More coffee hour in just a moment.